Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I love this, man. It's 7:06 on a Thursday evening. We're going to talk football with Matthew Collar, Mr. Purple Insider, on the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline, and up on one of our television sets. I just saw his wife, Sloane, sitting there with Leah B. Olsen getting ready to do color for the and play-by-play for the Minnesota Lynx and Seattle Storm. Matthew, this is awesome, man. You on the radio and your wife on TV.
Yeah, she's doing TV tonight. Normally she is on the radio, but she's filling in for Marnie, so it's been good. I mean, what a season, you know, for her to be calling Minnesota Lynx. I just can't believe how good that team is. They were without Nafisa Collier for 7 games. They won 5 of them, including a couple of games against the New York Liberty. I mean,
yep.
It's been a wild ride for them.
Hey, before we talk football, just for a second with the WNBA, because you're a big fan, I'm a big fan, and I'm a fan of Sloane. I'm a big Sloane Barton supporter. When you look at this season with the WNBA, one of the things that people are starting to talk about right now is who is the MVP. I know that the betting favorite is Nafisa Collier, and I think that she should hopefully win the award. I think that there's a question, though, about whether she will, though, with the way that Asia Wilson is performing and the fact that they, like, if Las Vegas wins out, I think she might win it. They won 12 in a row.
It's been crazy because Asia Wilson, after losing by, I think it was 53 points to the Lynx, Asia just decided absolutely enough of this and has gone ballistic since then in that win streak that you mentioned. I think, was it last night, she had 34?
Yes, she had 34.
I had this number the other day that she's averaging like 27-13 with 5 assists or something during this run. It's been absolutely crazy. The case for Nafisa Collier was definitely hurt by her missing some games with an injury. That, I think, has probably knocked it down a little bit and closed that gap. But I think if you're the Minnesota Lynx, you're probably like, hey, aren't we running away with the league and she's our best player? I mean, when you have a team that is, what, 6 games ahead of the next best team by point differential, they're almost doubling up the next best team in the entire league.
But their record, but they have a winning record without her, and the Aces don't.
Yeah, which I don't know. Like, they survived those games, right? But then when Fee came back against Indiana in a tough game against Indiana, she went crazy and shot 70% from the field, scored 30 points. I mean, she really, I think, is the most complete player probably in the entire league. And missing some games does close that gap for sure. So I don't know. I mean, like, right now, if you're having to make that vote, I don't know who to give it to, but I would tend to.
Who's the best player in the league? Who's the best player in the league right now? I would say I think Asia Wilson is the best player in the league right now.
I think it's probably 1 and 1A. I mean, if you look at the number, there is no more efficient player than Nafisa Collier. I mean, maybe you could argue that Collier has a better team around her than Asia, where Asia's aces were supposed to be good with Jewel Lloyd, but that move went bust on them, so Asia's had to kind of take over. But I also don't want to ding Nafisa Collier for an unbelievably efficient season where she's at the top of the league in every statistical category just because she's got people who help, right?
Yeah.
So if we go tie goes to the better team, I would go Fee. But if you were doing an all-player draft and you said you could take anyone, I would have to sit there for a long time with Fee versus Asia Wilson because I really think it's that close.
No question. I think that they're like you said, 1A and 1B. I totally am in agreement on that. I do disagree with you about efficiency, though. And this is, I'll have to look up the analytics on this, but in my opinion, just from the eye test, and I've said this even going back to college, arguably one of the most efficient basketball players that I have ever watched, both men's and women's, is Paige Bekkers. She's unbelievable. Like she just...
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about efficiency. Like, she shoots the ball well. She assists. She doesn't turn the ball low. Like, she is amazing. I'm talking about just as a bad... Put the guys in there, too. She is unbelievable, man. Oh.
Yeah. No, yes. I completely agree that in the WNBA, it's really, really difficult for guards to score off the dribble because there's so many. Like, think about the players we were just talking about. We didn't even mention Alyssa Thomas, who is a triple-double machine. There's so many superstars that are 6'1 and bigger in the W. It's kind of always been that way. Maya Moore, Candace Parker, right? For Paige Bekkers to be, and I know she's not short, but to be a guard and a ball-dominant player and be able to shoot from mid-range the way she does, three-point, the fact that she doesn't turn the ball over is absolutely nuts as well for someone who's got the ball in her hands so much. And when that team finally gets its stuff together after this year, they sign some free agents and so forth, you're going to see her really take off, which is crazy because she's had one of the best rookie seasons that we've ever seen.
Well, listen to this. Let me give you a pretty amazing stat. This is most games with 5+ turnovers by a first-year player that's averaging 5+ assists. So we're talking about this player is averaging 5+ assists, and how many games that they've had with 5+ turnovers in their rookie season. Dawn Staley had 7. Teresa Witherspoon had 6. Sue Bird had 8. Caitlin Clark had 31. 31!
Yeah.
Guess how many for Paige Bekkers?
I'm going to guess 3.
0.
Oh,
that's amazing!
That's a great stat, Henry. That's a great stat.
That's amazing. That's truly remarkable. But that just speaks to how talented this young woman is. But anyway, we could talk WNBA all day long. Me and you could do this. Let's talk Minnesota Viking football, and we'll start with the obvious question of, was there anything that surprised you? And now we'll get to Adam Thielen here in a second. Anything surprise you, though, with any of the wave, you know, the transactions leading up to the cuts?
I mean, not really. Like, when we get into, you know, I saw fans getting, like, deep into the weeds of why did they cut outside linebacker 4 or something who ends up on the practice squad.
Yeah.
Okay, that guy, if he has to determine your season, you then a lot went wrong. I will say that the Harrison Phillips trade did come as probably the biggest surprise by far. I was certainly not shocked that they got Carson Wentz instead of Sam Howell because I watched Sam Howell and it was just not going well at any point that he was a Viking. But Harrison Phillips, I thought that they would just appreciate his leadership and his run-stuffing ability and whatever. But as the offseason went along, I mean, I guess I should have made more note of this, that it looked like they had Hargrave and Allen working together a little bit more. And Phillips, even when they were doing the joint practices, was bumped down and was working on the second team a bit. But I just thought, well, maybe they're trying out different combinations. What it sounds like from Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Kevin O'Connell today is just that Jalen Redmond straight up outplayed him. And the fact was that they had so many defensive tackles that they liked. The guy that they drafted, Ty Ingram Dawkins, Elijah Williams, the HBCU all-star standout that they signed after rookie camp that, you know, we thought, oh, well, good story that he actually got here to the NFL after being at Morgan State. And then what? This guy's kind of a beast. So I think they had so much talent there that they just decided, We can't pay Harrison Phillips $9 million and $9 million next year to play 400 snaps because we like all these other guys and they decided to make that move. But I was a little bit surprised to see that. I think everything else was pretty much chalk, I would say.
All right, we're talking to Matthew Carlo, the Purple Insider, here on the Lake Show News Talk, A30WCCO. Adam Thielen, that was a story that broke yesterday. He returns to the Minnesota Vikings in a trade with the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers can receive a 2026 fifth-round pick and a 2027 fourth-round pick, while the Vikings get Thielen, a conditional seventh-round pick in 2026 and a 2027 fifth-round pick. Your thoughts on the trade? And the Vikings are going to pay the remainder of his salary.
Yeah, I think this was a trade where the Vikings really needed to make it happen. This was one where, especially since it got out to the public that it was being discussed, it would have been very disappointing for many if they had gotten out their number 19 jerseys and then had to put them back in the closet. But I also think it had to happen because of where they're at as a wide receiver group. The fact is that, you know, after Justin Jefferson, Jalen Naylor has been banged up, and even if he is 100% for week one, that's not somebody that I really trust still. I think he's a nice role player, but that's about it. And then you go past that, and you're going, all right, Ty Felton, late third-round draft pick. I think has a lot of potential, but I don't think he's ready to do this yet. And then it's undrafted free agents. It's Tim Jones. It's Lucky Jackson. This is just a lot of guys that you don't want actually playing football games. And Adam Thielen has 151 catches over the last 2 years and has caught over 75% of the passes that were thrown his way by Bryce Young, who, by the way, was not good in his first 2 years, yet when he was throwing to Thielen, he was pretty good. So I think he can really help J.J. McCarthy. He's thrown with J.J. McCarthy in the offseason. He knows the offense. He could still play. I mean, if you look at the other options, woof. Kendrick Bourne, K.J. Osborne, Brandon Powell. Like, there just were not a lot of other options other than Thielen that would have, I think, given you anywhere near what he can still give.
Any surprise that J.J. McCarthy named the captain earlier?
No, not at all. I think that J.J. McCarthy last year, there were some guys talking in the locker room last year about how J.J. McCarthy had already kind of had that vibe to him of like making the team his own, even when he was QB2 behind Sam Darnold. It felt like it was becoming J.J. McCarthy's team already. That's one of his best assets: leadership, communication, being, you know, having command of the offense, leading the huddle, and all those things. I mean, I just think it was a major reason why you draft him, is because he's going to be a 22-year-old captain right from the outset. I don't think it was performative. I don't think it was like, oh, whatever, we have to make the quarterback a captain. I think that he earned that over training camp. And if there were doubts about whether he could, you know, take control of the offense, I think he put those to bed during the joint practices. But of course, you know, you got to go play the games. But I think it really is reflective of the training camp that he had.
Hey, what about the price for Thielen? Was there anything with regards to the trade, like in terms of the price of what you were going to give up to reacquire him, that kind of said, Carolina got the better of this, or the Vikings got? I mean, I know the Vikings were in a spot where they needed to add a wideout, but the bottom line, what'd you think of the transaction itself?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think that the Vikings wanted to pay less than that. I think that their initial offer was nowhere near what Carolina wanted. And you remember Carolina traded a bad wide receiver last year for a fourth-round draft pick to Dallas, who I know Dallas is insane, but still, like, they were going to get some equivalent of in that ballpark for Adam Thielen. And it feels like a deal where Carolina said, you need this more than we need this, so you better pay our price or it's not happening. And the Vikings eventually had to say, okay. But then when you look at the price at the end of the day, they got a fifth-round pick for Sam Howell in a trade, and then it's a swap from a fourth to a fifth. Like, let's not lose the forest through the trees here, folks. We're talking about late day three picks that get used on, I don't know, Jalen Holmes or something. Like, you know, it wasn't this huge price that was paid. I think the GMs and the teams play little games with each other of who won the trade or who didn't. I think everybody got what they wanted out of it, though.
All right, last thing for you. Your thoughts on this, speaking of Dallas Cowboys, Parsons going to the Green Bay Packers. Now we got to deal with Parsons in the division. What did you think of that? Because when you look at the price tag, I think that the Packers stole him.
Yeah. You know, that meme that's like, not great, Bob. Like that's the whole NFC North. Not great, Bob. I mean, not only did the Packers, they did steal him. They're going to have to pay him a lot of money.
So that's
their
fine.
Window now is a little bit like they better do it, you know, this year or next year, because after that, the quarterback and Parsons are going to be crazy expensive. But in the short term, they went from a team that I thought had a lot of good players, not a lot of great players, to wow, now that defense that finished sixth in the league last year in points allowed just got one of the superstars of the NFL. And I just think, like, how is Jerry Jones still allowed to be an owner? The guy, this is complete lunacy. Two first-round picks for that guy, completely worth it for a team that definitely thinks it's going to win in the short term. So, yeah, not great for the Vikings. I don't think that it would change my win total for the Vikings. I usually think the Vikings will probably split with the Packers, but if three teams in the NFC North made the playoffs, I don't think anybody would be surprised after this.
Hey, let me ask you, I lied. Let me ask you one more question. What player in their second year with the Vikings you think takes a step forward, whether it's somebody that was a rookie last year or a veteran player that's in year number two with the Vikings? Who do you think takes that step forward? Because a guy that I have my eyes on is Dallas Turner, but I haven't been to training camp as much as you have.
Well, Dallas Turner was going to be my answer for sure, because, you know, I think there's going to be a lot more opportunity for him this year. He was behind some veterans last year, and now I think after what I've seen in camp, I think they're really going to use him on the field at the same time as Van Ginkle and Grenard. I think they're going to rotate a lot more. I was impressed by just his improvement of his body. Looked like he put on 20 pounds of muscle. Looked like he took the offseason very seriously. He worked out with Jonathan Grenard, and you could really tell. So there should be high expectations for him. But, you know, this is a team with a lot of veteran players where if guys are just the version of themselves that you expect, then they're going to be a pretty darn good team. And if there's a guy who I think could suddenly end up on the national radar more than he was when he was acquired, it's probably Jordan Mason, because I was very, very impressed by Jordan Mason. And if you're going to beat the Packers with Micah Parsons, you're going to have a run game for sure, because that's kind of his only weakness a little bit. And I think the Vikings at least are better, much better equipped to face that than they were in the past with Jordan Mason.
Sounds good. All right, hey, Matthew, always a pleasure, man. Let's get these links to another victory tonight here at Target Center.
All right, sounds good, Henry. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. That's Matthew Kotler, Purple Insider. Check out the website. Joins us each and every Thursday evening right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.